Wednesday, the second day of early voting took place throughout Florida. According to statistics from Monday, participation was up significantly in all counties in the Bay Area compared to 2004. One exception, however, was in Pinellas County, where Supervisor of Elections Deborah Clark has chosen to open only three sites in the entire county. Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor is the co-chair for Barack Obama's campaign in Florida. As early voting began yesterday, we asked her about Pinellas County's decision, but first asked her if she feared that national polls that continue to trend for Obama could lead some would-be voters to stay home on Election Day.
We have to be concerned about complacency, but I think folks are so enthused that Election Day is finally here. I mean, for the next 2 weeks, every day is Election Day. And people in the Tampa Bay area across Florida have got to get out early. I'm very concerned there will be long lines on Election Day. And it is so convenient to go to your local library or early voting site and at your convenience and vote early.
Pinellas County only has three centers open for the next 2 weeks. What do you think of that?
I think that's unfortunate, and we'll have to watch on Election Day about turnout in Pinellas. So I'd really encourage folks to still go down to the Supervisor of Elections office in St. Petersburg. There are three. There's one in Clearwater. There's another. And get that vote in early.
The McCain camp, as you well know, have been really pushing this whole ACORN thing and voter registration fraud. And some Democrats think they're almost trying to delegitimize the election before we have the election. What do you make of all the constant talk about the group?
The McCain campaign bringing up ACORN, I believe, has been a diversionary tactic. A diversion because they're behind in the polls. And the real issues in this election are, how do we stabilize the economy, get folks back to work, and begin to change the direction of this great country by working towards affordable, quality health care and educational opportunity and redeploying our troops from Iraq. Those are the issues. I think the McCain campaign has been out of sync on the issues with the feelings of Americans, and unfortunately that simply is not a critical issue facing families.
If a Barack Obama wins, will the House go back and vote on a stimulus package in November?
I'm hopeful that the House of Representatives passed a jobs package to put people back to work, accelerate infrastructure improvements like water projects, roads and bridges, which would be a great boon to the Tampa Bay area because a lot of folks in construction jobs do not have steady work right now. The question is going to be, will President Bush and the United States Senate, as it's currently situated, will they work on that package? If not, we will wait for Senator Obama and begin the repair and restoration of this great country.
Senator McCain said on Saturday, he said Obama has socialist-like tendencies. The spread the wealth comment that Obama made last week, some Republicans said they may be able to get a little play out of that, and maybe it'll turn some independent voters because of the whole fear of getting taxed more. What are your thoughts about that?
Again, it's a diversionary tactic by the McCain campaign that appears to be running a little bit behind. Folks should not be deceived. We have hope for a change in the direction of this country, and they've got to get out and vote now. This is a long campaign. People have studied these issues. They know where these candidates are on the issues. There's no hide the ball here. I think people are just enthusiastic that Election Day is here with early voting, and it's around the corner for on November 4th.